Here's a thought I'll title, Pounce with the Patience of a Cat. We're babysitting some cats this week, and I've been watching how fascinated and patient they are, watching the bird feeder just outside our living room window. They sit for hours, hardly moving, and watching. I know their brains are processing something in there because they're waiting. The patience is just so thick you can cut it with a knife. But yet you know they are prepared. And then, when the opportunity arises, you can see they just want to pounce, and probably would except for the window between them and their target. But they're ready, and they would if they could. I bring this up because it just reminds me so much of the advice I got from David Hearn, the Magnum photographer, when I interviewed him for an early issue of Lenswork. As an experienced and incredibly accomplished Magnum photographer, a guy like David Hearn knows what he's talking about. So I was particularly keen when he was describing how Magnum photographers work. He said, you know, when you watch a Magnum photographer, they don't really look like they're doing anything. They're just sort of walking around and they're looking, probably have their camera on a strap hung over their shoulder or something. But they're clearly not making photographs. And you can watch them for hours that way. And then, all of a sudden, out comes the camera, and they go to work. And they work furiously for maybe just a few minutes, photographing from all kinds of angles and all kinds of perspectives. Because as Magnum photographers, they've been trained to recognize when the expressive moment is going to happen. And that's what they're interested in capturing, is that moment, as Cartier-Bresson used to call it, the decisive moment. And all the rest of their time is watching, patiently, for something interesting to happen. Just like the cats, waiting patiently just inside the living room, waiting for that moment when they can pounce. I've often thought of Hearn's advice when I'm out photographing the landscape, because, you know, it seems like the landscape probably doesn't change all that much or all that fast. The sun moves slowly across the sky. The botanicals grow incredibly slowly, weeks and months between observation. And so we can get lulled into the idea that landscape photography can take place almost at random, almost any time of day, almost any kind of light. And to some degree, that's true. But what we're looking for is that moment that's worth capturing, when, with a flurry, we go to work and make photographs. I remember spending a month in Death Valley a couple of years ago, until one day the clouds were just perfect and the photography was spectacular. All the other days, I hardly did any photography, maybe some, but it was David Hearn or these cats waiting patiently for the right thing to happen that became photogenic. That's different, I might add, than assuming that what we have to have is the golden hour light or the blue hour light or some such special circumstance in order to make a decent photograph. I'm of the school of mind that you can make a decent photograph in any kind of light. But it's waiting for that decisive moment, even in the landscape, even at the middle of the day with the sun directly overhead and the shadows hardly visible at all. There can still be a moment that's decisive. That's what we're looking for. And when that moment happens, then we pounce. I would not have guessed this was how photography works in my youth, because I assumed that you would just photograph all day long. But that's not what my experience has been. And that's not what the wisdom from the Magnum photographer David Hearn impressed upon me when I interviewed him for that early issue of Lenswork.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.